Good afternoon. It is the Valenti Show with Rico Stoney here for Mike, 248-539-9797. On Thursday, yes, it's the Major League Baseball trading deadline. We know about that. We hope the Tigers will improve their roster, but also Thursday, on these very airwaves, the Detroit Lions begin the quest for that elusive Super Bowl championship with a game against the Los Angeles Chargers in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. A game where I would assume that nobody of major significance on either team will be participating. Dan Campbell said today, I don't think Tyreek Williams or even Tate Ratledge are going to play. So they'll probably play sometime in the preseason. They should, but not in this game. And by the way, the game is so significant that the Los Angeles Chargers starting quarterback will be Trey Lance.
Yeah, I don't even know why they're bothering to play this game. I mean, I think the Lions pretty much played all their people today in their scrimmage because they're not, they'd rather see, you know what, we'll have them play here in Allen Park. They're not going to play on in that game.
Right. So obviously Thursday we'll talk more, or maybe we won't, about that game. Hopefully we'll be talking about some Tiger acquisitions, like I said. But the question I have, 248-539-9797, is it just me? Now, I won't look. I know the fans, they sold out all of training camp. So maybe it's just us being jaded. I don't sense the buzz and anticipation that we had for this team last year. And I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah, I think I may have cracked the code because we've asked the question of, because I thought maybe it was a hangover. Maybe you're still not quite over what happened, what you saw in January with this team, with the Commanders coming in here. You know, we were expecting to do shows in New Orleans, and instead it was like vacation's over. And you know what? Everybody ended up with sick on vacation, mm-hmm. flying back. It was just a horrible ending, and I thought maybe it was just a hangover. Or, Stoney, maybe it's this. Maybe the Lions fans have gotten into that territory. Remember with the Wings, it was wake me up when the playoffs get here?
Oh, yeah, but because there's no issues when teams are really good, and I'm not going to compare the Wings' greatness of, you know, a semi-dynasty to what the Lions are going through. But it gets to a point, year after year, you know where you're going to be or you think you're going to be, so it's like nothing really matters unless there's something, you know, catastrophic that it would
happen. And I think what happened with the Lions is they realized that the regular season means absolutely bupkis. It means nothing. It doesn't. Stoney, they had the number one overall. And I think Lions fans got seduced by that. Oh, if we get the number one overall seed, we're going to the Super Bowl. And they realized that doesn't mean anything. Wake me up when the playoffs get here. And I think that a lot of Lions fans, 248-539-9797, are you in just wake me up when the playoffs start, and that's when I'm going to get dialed in. That's when I'm going to get focused. They have enough talent. They'll make the playoffs. I don't know where, but being the number one overall seed didn't work out for them.
Correct. So, yeah, the question is, you obviously, if you're not that excited yet, you're assuming you're going to make the playoffs. And I get that. They should make the playoffs. But there's no guarantee. And it's not like in hockey and basketball where there's 80 games and, you know, 82 games, in baseball where there's 162. You got 17 games. So the regular season still is very important because you have to at least win a minimum of 10 of those to get in. And I think you're partly correct where we're just waiting for the playoffs to start. But the other side of me is sitting there. I think there's a lot of Lion fans out there, I could be completely wrong, who are, I don't worried.
Concerned
about the things that you should be concerned about. You know, the Ragnow retiring and losing Zeitler. You're basically, you're having, you know, Ratledge is going to be playing guard and Mahogany playing guard. Okay.
And Glasgow. So a rookie and a rookie.
Right. And Glasgow probably being the center. The defensive line with McNeil not being available, with Onsarike hurt, with Pascal not coming back till practicing, Dan Campbell said today, sometime in, you know, early September, he'll return to the practice field, not ready for game shape. You have that. You do have the schedule with playing those really good quarterbacks on the road. That's in your mind. And the coordinator difference is on your mind. And you may think I'm crazy. I think the coordinator thing is actually the least important of what I just described. To me, the offensive and defensive line are by far away the biggest concerns of this football.
See, I disagree with you, Stoney. I think that the coordinator is actually bigger.
Okay.
The fact that because look, Ben Johnson didn't get stupid in that final game. I know a lot of the people want to blame him. Oh, he had a foot out the door. He was already going to leave.
No, that's not true.
It's not true. But the relationship and the way that he was able to get the most out of Jared Goff was the best I've ever seen Goff play. The Rams didn't see that. That's why they let him go. They basically drug him out to the curb and said, Detroit, if you want him, you can pick him up.
Right.
You know, you can have him. And then all of a sudden, Ben Johnson unlocked something in him, and now you got people chanting his name. Now he looks like one of the better quarterbacks, regardless of all the shortcomings that he has. He's a guy that, you know, he was perfect in some games. Like, he wasn't right. Throwing in. Like, he was getting it done. And I think a lot of that was Johnson knew what plays to work and call and how to just basically call a game for him that he felt so comfortable. I don't know if you're going to get that with right. John Morton.
It's a question. Look, I'm not minimizing the losses of the coordinators. I just think, all in all, it comes down to talent. And if your talent up front is injured and you have to rely on rookies and you don't have that other edge rusher to begin with. I didn't even mention that yet. But the interior of the defensive line, because of the injuries, that's what scares me the most. Not the coordinator stuff, which is, I'm not minimizing it, but I don't care. If you had Ben Johnson there and you didn't have Ragnow and you didn't have Zeitler, you have problems there, I don't think the coordinator's going to be able to fix that. Well, if Jared Goff doesn't have time to throw the freaking ball, I don't care who the coordinator is.
Okay. No, Sonny, it's a fair point. And then I look at the one that Aaron Glenn never got enough credit. Putting a defense out there every week with turnover. And, okay, now who's hurt? Like, oh, my God, who are you, son?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to bring back Vildor to play defensive end. Right. I mean, defensive back.
Yes.
By the end, David, he's just out there calling people by their numbers because he doesn't know their names. Hey, 59, come here. You're in
the
wrong
spot. People put their name on the front of their helmet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like I think that those two, a lot of things. But like you said, the lines, that should concern people. The fact that you don't have the stabilizing forces in the coordinators to make sure that you can get the most out of what you have is a lot of brand new stuff. And like I said, for Lions fans, it's a eerie quiet that I've been trying to figure out what's happened. Because last year, hey, we're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Everybody's picking us. And now, okay. So we're all wrapped up in the Tigers. You can root for both teams.
248-539-9797. Say hello to Chuck. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chuck.
Thank you.
My biggest thing is the coordinators. I mean, for 3 years we had, arguably, to me, the best coordinators. And they were able to plug people in when someone got hurt. Now we have two coordinators that are not proven. Even though we got the talent, are they going to be able to get that same talent out of those players that Glenn and Johnson got out of them? That's my concern.
And it's, you know what? Look, like I said, I think the actual players are more important. But when you talk about the coordinators, it's also position coaches that they lost too. I mean, they lost, You know, Antoine Randle, they lost their defensive line coach who they loved last year. He was only here for 1 year. Tyrell Williams, who went to New England to be the DC under Mike Vrabel. So, yeah, we'll see. It is a concern, but to me, like I said, if you have to have the players.
They were able to get the talent out of the players they had. And I'm just worried about the new coordinators to see what they can do.
Chuck, I'm right there with you. Excited. I'm right there with you.
Well, look, Shepard has been promoted, and John Morton was here before, so it's not that they're complete strangers. And a little question about John Morton and something he's going to be doing, whether you think that's going to be good or bad, that's coming up next. 97 won the ticket. 248-539-9797. By the way, the Tigers take it on Arizona this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a game as well, and then they have the day off for the trading deadline. Very convenient, actually. You don't have to have any of those situations like, you know, about 10 years ago, Austin Jackson got pulled in the middle of the game. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Pitching rotation for the Philadelphia series as the Tigers go to play the Philadelphia Phillies. Friday will be Jack Flaherty. Saturday will be Tarek Skubal. And Troy Melton will be on the hill on Sunday. Sunday night baseball with Troy Melton. You have to figure that the ESPN people are saying, damn it, why don't you pitch Skubal on Sunday?
They're hoping that he could do exactly what he did last night. And they'll be like, well, you know, Detroit is just cranking out aces. You know, hats off to Chris Fetter.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Discussing the, I don't know, lack of major buzz for the Lions right now. Maybe it's just us because I know the fans are into it, the ones who go to training camp, because it's packed, it's sold out, and there's tons of people out there. And, you know, when you're there, obviously they're off tomorrow, but you go say hi to John and Jim and Heather, and I think Doug and Gator are going to be out there next week.
Right.
Let's go to John. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, John?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I think the Lions are going all the way. They're going to be underrated. They're going to be, people are going to think, oh, they can't do it, and they're going to do it. I'm a season ticket holder, and I love the Lions.
Okay, I love the Lions too. Why do you think they are going to go all the way? Give me some, the worries that we have, they don't worry you at all?
No. Not a bit, because I know the center, okay, how important is that? He hikes the ball. Anybody can hike the ball.
You know what? Come on, John, you said you're a season ticket holder. You're supposed to be smarter than that. The center is like basically like the other quarterback.
Yeah, John,
he points out coverages and things like that. The center...
He calls out the defense.
He's a very important cog of that.
He may even call an audible and let the quarterback know, change the play. He is also...
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And let's face it, you need a center not only to snap the ball, but to be able to protect the middle, because that's where Goff is going to make his bread and butter. Remember, he's not mobile. Yeah. So he gets flushed out of the pocket, and he's dead man walking. And for a guy like David Montgomery, who likes to run through the middle, he's not... Like, Jahmyr Gibbs probably is not worried as much, but Goff and Montgomery... With a new center and new guards, and probably not their best. This is not what they dreamed of this year.
And the center that they're replacing was an all-pro center, one of the best in the league, John.
Yeah, you got a point there.
All right.
Okay. I take that back.
Okay.
That's okay, man.
I still think they're going to make the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, as we see, anything can pretty much happen. Not as much as, you know, baseball or hockey, but they can get on a run. I don't see them winning more than 10 games, though. I don't, not with that schedule, but hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully they win.
Stoney, if they get out the first seven games.
Yeah, because it's tough.
First seven games with, let's just say, two or three losses, then it'll be just like John said. This team's going to go on a roll, and they may end up winning 12, 13 games. Because the back half is a little different. Now, they had a tough stretch at Washington, at Philly.
Correct.
But after that, those final games, but man, it's the first seven. Mm-hmm. Green Bay and Chicago. Like, if Ben Johnson wasn't there, no. But then again, Chicago didn't play them badly here with an idiot for a coach who probably should have won the game on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So let's think about it. This guy didn't know what he was doing, and they almost came into Ford Field and won. That's why I'm not that quick to just, oh, we'll beat the Bears.
No.
Will you?
No, I think they go.
Kenny?
Who even needs a center, I guess, is my question. That, that I think, is the biggest takeaway from this segment was centers don't matter.
Yes.
No, I'm with you guys.
If they go 4-2 against the division, that would be good.
And I'm also, I think what's being whistled past the graveyard here is this schedule is incredibly difficult.
Right. The quarterbacks may play on the road.
It may change, and we may find out that, you guys were always talking about the first seven games, and they just seven cupcakes of the league. Things can change. Like last year, we thought the Niner game was going to be the battle for the number one seed, right, and it wasn't. But coming out the gate, the reason why I think those games are hard, because unless there's injuries in training camp, everybody's coming into those games healthy.
Right, at Green Bay and then Ben Johnson in here.
Look at the quarterbacks that you will be facing.
On the road this season.
Right, that early. That's why I'm like, man, it's not a gimme. Like, okay, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Love, Caleb Williams,
Joe Burrow. All on the road.
Yeah.
My issue is it's not just one thing, though. It's not just losing your coordinators. It's not just your center. It's not just the schedule. It's everything, all of that combined into one. I don't see why fans could be that confident.
No, me neither. All right, let's go to Alex. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. So last year, if there was, with our injuries on defense, if there was any doubt, the Buffalo game erased that. Our D we were not going to get through Philly. However, this year with losing Frank and Goff struggles in that Redskin game, he does not like that up the middle pressure at all. I mean, no quarterback does, but his turnover ratio goes up when he gets that interior pressure with his lack of mobility. So I'm very concerned about that. Hopefully Graham can, he's veteran, but, I don't think he has the anchor that Frank had.
No.
But anyways, hopefully by, playoff time, the young guys on each side of them are kind of veterans by then.
Alex, our question is, are you seeing a lack of buzz heading into, not the actual game on Thursday, but just like last year, the anticipation for this season was unbelievable. And I don't see it right now.
We thought we were going to win the championship, but we had a full, healthy defense at this time last year.
That's a good point.
Right? And then all of a sudden, I was in the Arizona game, and Barnes goes down, Davenport goes down. It was crazy. We lost at least three guys in that game. And then, it just kept going throughout the season, the attrition rate.
Yeah, you're right.
And then losing Amik Robinson in the beginning of the Redskins game is man.
That didn't help either. There's no doubt about that. Look, I think, we were talking about, you'll talk about here about wild cards later in the show. But, like Marcus Davenport, I know it's a long shot based on his history, but if he actually can stay healthy and you have some, and I don't know what I said. That's a wild card.
And Stoney, if I could just get those six numbers in a row.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be the Mike and Mike show.
Yeah, it's it's not it's not a lie. The history suggests he won't be playing a lot of games. I get it, but if maybe just for 1 year you get a healthy Marcus Davenport,
it's okay to wish.
Yeah. My bad. Let's go to Larry. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up in Ann Arbor, Larry?
It's hot, stinking hot. Other than that, Everything's hunky-dory.
All right.
So anyway, here are my thoughts. I think it's pretty obvious. The Lions are pretty well stacked, except the offensive and defensive lines are the question marks.
Only two of the three most important positions in football besides quarterback.
Right? Well, we know they have some studs there. And you got Sewell and you got Hutchins. But if they can even just hold their own, then with the adversity they went through last year, and everybody knows that in another year or so, they're going to lose some of their key players, Jameson Williams perhaps, or whatever they give Hutchinson, they probably got to keep him. So I think if those two lines can just play even Steven, then I give them as good a chance as anybody. And Philadelphia is a very physical team. History has shown the physical teams have a very difficult time repeating.
Yeah, well, they lost a lot of guys, too, you know, from free agency. They lost Milton Williams. They lost a lot of their, you know, defensive backs. Not all of them, obviously. Still Mitchell and DeGene, but they lost, Gardner Johnson. They lost Darius Slay. By the way, Rico, one of the guys I know that you wanted here, I wasn't so crazy about him like I was with Jalen Carter, but I heard that Davis has lost like 35 pounds and is going to
Jordan Davis, yes. Yeah. As you know, people, he's just a nose tackle. That was, this guy. Okay. He sure would look nice here.
Yes. All right. 248-539-9797. Just a few little tidbits before we go to the ticket texts. Evan Petzold has... I didn't read the whole thing, but basically he's just wrote an article talking to Gleyber Torres. And Gleyber Torres is convinced the Tigers are going to buy at the deadline and Suarez would be a great fit. Also, their medical report, starting a rehab assignment tonight, pitching for your West Michigan Whitecaps, Alex Cobb. So, and A.J. Hinch is quoted as saying today, it's go time for him. He knows what he feels now is likely what he's going to feel the rest of the way. There's nobody who's done more than he has to get to this point. I've watched him do everything to alleviate the pain, and the issue's not going away. So now we need to test and see what he can endure. Based on what he's done so far, he can endure a lot. So my guess is you'll know in the next week or so whether he's even going to be part of this team.
Guys, am I a bad person? I just don't think that he's going to be a part of this team, and I've already written him off.
Well, why does that make you a bad person?
I don't see him as a Tiger. I see him as, geez, he may have pulled off one of the greatest grifts ever, where he just got paid to rehab the entire year.
Well, I wouldn't call it a grift. That's
he was retiring.
Yeah, but that's on Scott Harris, not him.
I'm just saying, it's like, yes, you know I'm retired. Yeah,
well,
okay.
Sure, they always, when they sign people, they do medicals. So it's not like he was coming off
he was coming off a hip injury.
No, I know that. I understand that part of it.
Is it Levi Onwuzurike's doctor?
No, but if you pass your physical and you look at the medicals.
Yeah, if the team accepts. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
I don't expect to see him at all. I'm not counting on him.
I'm not debating that, but
I got higher aspirations for Melton than I do him.
No, I know, but I'm saying it doesn't make you a bad person for feeling that way. I'm just saying there's, you know, hopefully you'll be wrong. Hopefully I'll be wrong too, because I agree with you. I don't think he's ever going to pitch for the Tigers again. Anyway. We have some ticket text based on our Lions conversation, David.
Sure do. I don't know what's going to happen, but when is the last time we were worried about how the Lions are going to perform? I'm enjoying this and looking forward to the season. That is Boz in Shelby.
I just wonder, like, Boz, I wonder, are you? Or is it just, you know what? I need to see them in the postseason. I know what they can do in a regular season. I need to see what they do in the post.
But it can't get to the point like hockey where you're just going to sit there and sleepwalk as a fan through an NFL season. There's no way.
I don't think it's even gotten to that level to where fans should do that with this team.
No, it's only
what have the Lions
years.
Won? Right. At least when the Wings fans were like that, they had already won Stanley Cups.
I'm with you, right. But you know.
And it's only been 2 years where they made the playoffs. So
correct, and they won two playoff games. That's it. They didn't, and that was in one.
Right. They're season. They're 2-2 in the playoffs.
So you're saying they're on a playoff streak, huh? Just like the Red Wings were.
No, actually, they lost to the Commanders, so the streak is...
Of making the playoffs.
No, making the playoffs. Yeah. They have 23 more years.
That's over this season. That's over. Al from Macomb says, I believe the Lions will take a step back this year. With all the factors that Kenny said, the Lions will struggle to win 10 games if everyone stays healthy, and this is the NFL. Everyone doesn't stay healthy.
True. We saw that last year. Everyone didn't stay healthy. But you think he thinks they won't win the division.
Yes.
I think they win the division. Unless two things happen. Green Bay has no injuries and Jordan Love turns into the best quarterback that Green Bay's ever had. or J.J. McCarthy plays his ass off, which I don't see happening for a rookie.
Or Stoney, it just maybe you don't go undefeated in the division, and
Well, I don't expect them to go undefeated, but I still expect them to have more games won than anybody else in the division.
Yes, J.J. is the big wild card, but I look at Jordan Love. He was injured. The game on the bad turf in Brazil, he never recovered. Well, I think it was on the final play or the second to the last play of that game.
They got him receiver in the draft in Golden. They could be very good.
Now, the defense, we got to wait to see what happens because their defensive line is about as bad as the Lions' defensive line.
Someone just texted in, and they're being honest. I am emotionally spent on the Lions. Wow.
After 2 years?
No, I think last year. Because I think last year, I'd like to use the Gator term. Lions fans were very chesty.
Yes.
Last season.
Yes, they were.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Very chesty. Oh, who's going to beat us? I mean, it was comparison. Hey, are we better than that Rams team, the greatest show on turf? Look at how many points that they score. Look at the offense. Look at how they were running, and they were a well-oiled machine, and then it crashed. So I can understand that.
I think most realistic Lion fans after the injuries in the Buffalo game, especially when Ali McNeil, he got hurt in that game, and Montgomery also. But when McNeil went down, that's when I said they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Someone says, guys, we won every road game last year. We'll just do that again.
Okay. Please come here, and I'd like to make that wager with you.
What is wrong with these people? That text, we got someone calling and saying the center doesn't matter. What is happening with these Lions fans?
I'm going to say that the calling caller, John, I guess didn't realize the nuance. When you're sitting in the stands, unless you really know offensive line, you're right. He's just the guy that hikes the ball. He is not just the guy that hikes the ball.
Yeah, this isn't Little League where the kid just hikes the ball.
That's why when a team gets a center, it's like a catcher in baseball. Once you get a great one or a very good one, you're never getting rid of that
person.
That's
right. That's why I think
they're going to be a center for your team for the next 10, 15 years. That's why occasionally you see people draft and be like, why'd you waste it on a center? Because you'll never have to draft one again.
You're right.
Yes.
There's Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday.
Yeah.
You have to put them together when you talk about each other. It took forever, and maybe not forever, but for them to find Creed Humphrey for the Chiefs. That was a huge get for Mahomes to have that center, his center. He's going to have him for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Well, Stafford thrived without Frank Ragnow.
Also had a good center with the LA Rams.
I know. By the way, what you said about the catcher, the analogy is true. That's why Dylan Dingler should be on this Tigers team for 15 years.
Yeah. And all those catching prospects that you have, you could trade those guys away.
Damn right.
Plain and simple.
But you need a backup.
Okay.
I'm being funny.
David, here's the thing. Okay, you know what? The second or third best one, I'll bring you up as the backup. But the one right underneath, you're trade bay.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you're the DH. Bob and Wyandotte, what's up?
Hey, these people saying that the center don't mean anything or whatever. You build a house from the foundation up, not from the roof down. Your defensive line, your center on your offense, your defensive tackles, they're the base of your defense and your offense.
You are so correct. That's why that's my biggest worry of this team, more than the coordinators, is the interior of both lines.
That's the base. That's the tip of your spear on both sides of the ball.
See, Bob, you don't even need season tickets to come up with that smart talent.
No, he gets it.
He understands it. Our previous caller, with all due respect, he didn't.
He's a season ticket holder, Snoney, and he's just watching the games from afar. He's looking at the touchdowns. Nobody goes to Ford Field to watch the offensive line unless your last name is Lang or Brown.
Also, an update on caller John. He just called back. He actually did apologize. He sounded like he felt bad about it.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not getting on caller John. Because
I am.
No, it's not fair. When you go to a game, you're watching the quarterback, Like I said, unless your last name is Brown or Lang, nobody watches the O-line, period.
I understand that, but you, if you're a season, if you're a football fan, you at least know, even if your eyes don't take you there during the game, you know how important the offensive line is.
Not everyone. Most of them are fans. They're not scouts.
Right.
They're not looking at the nuance of the game.
Right.
They just want to score touchdowns.
They don't have
40
years in this business
scoring.
Like you, where they know and they talk to the coaches and they just go to the games, man. It's like, oh, okay. It's a center. He hikes the ball. That's his job. Just like the punter. He just kicks the ball. You don't know about, well, he's got to put the angle in. He's got to do whatever. Is he going to kick a knuckleball? Is it going to be a fair catch? There's so many different nuances, but you just, hey, a punter just kicks the ball.
Oh, boy. I wish Jansen could have heard that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Oh, man. I that, to me, was the call of the day. If we did a segment, it was, you used to years ago, I think. Didn't you? Call of the day.
Yeah.
That would have been the call of the day.
He'll be okay. Caller, I mean, John, we love you. And if Stoney doesn't, at least I do.
I love you.
I
love
do.
You, John.
You know what?
But
hey,
I just question your...
We're going to treat it like Planet Fitness. Judgment free, Stoney. Judgment free.
I question his acumen. How about that? 97 on the ticket.